Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
And it was a good break, John.
That was a quick one. It was good. And we're in the middle of the Christina Loos show, so obviously Christina's with us. And I just want to, I'm going to start off this one with Christina has the show booked until, I believe, the beginning of March.
Which, yes, yeah, I just finished February.
February. Okay, I know you would. I didn't know it was confirmed.
We're fully booked for February, guys. Hot off the press.
That it's amazing, but you know, through this time, and it's a plug for Christina that once we got the go ahead to go via Zoom, and I don't remember when it was, but it was, you know, we were only out for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We've had steady. We didn't make a change. The changes. Anybody who really pays attention knows we do 1 hour with a guest and 1 hour with Christina, which is talk of the town at the same time. It's a little of everything versus doing the old time radio and doing two. I mean, I'm not saying we'll never have two. I think next week.
Well, actually next week we have two guests.
Right.
We have two guests for the first hour and then the second hour is all me guys again.
But next week is because we have somebody, a PI member coming on, right?
Yep. Yeah, we have a PI member, Anthony Vecchi, who is a big fan of the show. He's going to be on. And then we have on one of our social workers, Krista, and one of our nurses, Kelly. So I'm so excited to have them on because social workers and nurses, plug to them, have been really doing incredible things during this pandemic. So
what we're talking about it. So is that two different segments or we're going to have all three of them for the hour?
Yeah, two different segments. Okay. The first guest, they'll be on, you know, for a half hour. And then we have on our PI member comes on for the second half hour. And then talk of the town for an hour.
Fine. Okay. But I mean, that's the point. And the point is we really didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
The only thing we are missing, and it's a bittersweet experience, is we only have, and I don't mean this way it sounds, Otto as the co-host, which is the best thing in the world. And I'm not questioning it. But because he is the co-host extraordinaire. Actually, I don't have to be here anymore. I don't know. I'm waiting for that call one day. It's like, you know, John, we don't really need you.
John, you got booted.
Otto's taking care of everything from now on. But it is the truth. And we, Dan included, who listens, but he doesn't come on. And I want to say this very sincerely, even though I've missed some of the shows, this is like a family now. Because just it's our once a week hangout. Whoever the guest is, we interrupt whatever, we have a nice time with whoever the guest is. And then when we talk, I love it. I really do. This is just
John, if we're family, can I borrow $20?
There he is.
I have it in my pocket right now, Dan. Come and get it.
Oh no, I can't come and get it. I'm quiet.
I was gonna give you 100 and say keep it.
Oh, wait a minute now.
No, but it's really
true. And that's one of the positives from COVID. It really is. We used to go to the studio and then go home. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it wasn't the same care, but it's something different. I have no idea. There's a different feel completely.
No, because you notice too, and I think it's a needed feel. And that's what I always want to encourage to people. Listen, you know, I've been saying this in the beginning, you know, we started doing this kind of Zoom format in like April, I believe it was. And you know, it was especially then, it was just, I do after every show, and I'm not just saying this to blow your heads up, but I walk away feeling, you know, good. And I feel like I got stuff off my chest. I learned some things, you know, from the first guest, and, you know, I got to discuss important topics with you guys. And like I always say, this is like my group therapy. And I think it's important. And that's what I want to encourage people to do. You know, we're doing the same thing through a Zoom format. And the fact that you can do this with your family or your friends or whatnot, I encourage people to get involved and to do that because you don't realize it, but it really does help you out. So
we're going to do it for Christmas again with my family.
Yeah.
It's not in person is always better.
Right.
But the reality for this show, particularly, if you think about it, there's a lot of people we would not have had on this show in the last 9 months because they just couldn't take the time to drive an hour or come in from wherever in order to be on the show. And the fact that it's with Zoom, I remember we had a couple of call-in situations with the phone only. That's not the same, you know, to me.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, you know, the fact that you can have everybody's face up on a screen and you're having like a conversation like you're in person.
And look, we became TV stars through the pandemic, you know.
Stars we are, Christina. I love that.
You know, I think that
you and John, that's particularly. You
like, you can't escape me and John. We're all over North Hempstead TV. And that's what's great too, is it opened up our listening audience so great because people, you know, they might not know about it, which I can't even believe there's people out there who don't know about our radio program. But, you know, if you're sitting home and you're flipping through and I've got such great feedback, you know, and calls and people say, oh, I want more information on this guest. And, you know, it makes you feel so wonderful that, you know, like I said, it's finding the positives and the silver lining in this whole situation. And that is certainly one of them.
So. You do actually get phone calls?
And people have been asking about, you know, they want the contact information for a guest or they didn't take the name, you know, and people enjoy our segment, frankly. You know, I got such a beautiful email I had shared with you guys from the director over at North Hempstead TV, and he was just commenting on the visual aspect, and, you know, because he's been doing so many Zoom things, and he said that just our format and, you know, he likes when I decorate.
Fire extinguisher.
It makes it like, you know, more of a personal conversation as opposed to, you know, this impersonal kind of Zoom format. So it's great. And like when you hear those things, I said, you walk away feeling like, you know what, I did good today. You give yourself a good pat on the back. And, you know, speaking of virtual stuff, every year we have the Project Independence holiday party. It's one of my favorite things because I get to be involved in kind of decorating and, you know, and all that. And it's just a nice feel and everyone's celebrating. And, you know, I'm always the girl walking around with like a Santa bag on my back of, you know, little gifts and stuff. So of course it's sad this year not to have that. So we are going to be doing a virtual holiday party. It's going to be on December 16th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And it's going to have, we had this band last year who was this jazz band who were absolutely wonderful called Simpatico. They're going to do some little musical entertainment. We're also going to have a comedian doing a couple of minutes of some funny comedy. And we're also making, you know, there'll be bingo and we're doing little goodie bags that PI members or those who registered can pick up ahead of time. And I'm currently working on a recipe/activity book for PI members, which has been fun. I was laughing when they gave me that. They said, would you mind? I said, I think I could mind. You know, it's like, there's nothing I would love more than to sit there and design and put together these things. And it's really fun.
Didn't we have a recipe book?
The PI members that I actually did when I don't even know if I was an intern at the time or if I worked for the town, but that was one of my first major projects. But this is all, it's recipes from PI staff. And, you know, council and the town board submitted some stuff too, which is nice. But I have like fun activities, word searches, Sudoku, you know, kind of fun little things. Because I think it's nice to sit in your house and, you know, to have that and you could do it at your leisure. And like I said, there'll be a little kind of goodie bag for everyone to do. So.
Would you do me a favor, Christina?
Yeah.
Because I said I was going to give you a recipe.
Yes.
You have Steph's cell phone.
Yeah.
Would you just text her? And I want my mother's stuffing recipe.
Okay, perfect.
She made it every year, and then Steph makes it every year. And she makes it for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And this year, when she started to make it, she didn't have green peppers because two green peppers go in it. She actually went out to get the two green peppers. She said, you can't do it without, you know, I mean, she goes exactly what my mother did. So she says, I have to go to the store. So
no,
I think
that's what a lot of people, you know, we're sharing, you know, that worked here were kind of recipes that were something that was in their family. And those are my favorite.
Right.
You know, anything of my grandma's is, you know, we have my grandma's Greek stuffing that we do for, my mom does for Thanksgiving. But what I put in the recipe book are kurumbettas, which are little Greek butter cookies. And that's my grandma. And I remember being a little girl, and it was such a Christmas tradition. And she was like the neatest baker. I wish I was as good as my grandma, because I'm a little more chaotic.
Okay.
My process is a little messy usually, but you know, the after thing is very nice. But so I thought I would share that. And it's just, it's nice. And like I said, it's something fun. Who doesn't like a little goodie bag of
I'm agreeing. I agree. So, we're talking food. I want to share. I'm butting in. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it. Let's talk food.
What we used to have, my mother made it every, again, Thanksgiving, most of the time, but every Christmas. You know those orange turnips with the, mm-hmm. the you know, you got to peel them. They're like yeah. rocks. Mm-hmm. So she chopped them up and boiled them. And then she'd mash them. But on the side, she'd cook bacon. So Ooh. Now she diced up the bacon, mixed the bacon with the turnip. But now she has all the bacon fat. Oh. She would bake sweet potatoes till they were almost done. Peel them, cut them in half, roll them in sugar, and then fry them in the bacon fat.
Wow. That seems like quite the process, and it sounds incredible. I'm starving. But, you know, my banana.
They were good. My mother was a fantastic cook. She's one okay. of the old German ladies that cooked in the back of the German delicatessen.
Okay.
And my mother would, 35 people for dinner was never a problem, you know. But she made a meal that's now an in thing, kale. She made a meal.
Kale. Ooh, what is it?
It's a German meal that she made from the northern part of Germany. In German, it's Grünkohl, it's green kale. And my father and mother would go out to the east end of Long Island and pick up fresh kale. And then it come back, it was full of dirt. And we had yeah. a big basement, and they had a sink down there, and they'd clean this kale. And I'll get it done in half a minute.
Don't rush it.
Okay.
I want to hear the recipe because it sounds too good. It's all right. All right. I'd rather take a break, and then we'll hear the rest of the story from Otto. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Stay tuned for the KML.